News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Research Board reporting the highest figures in drug treatment to date and a continued increase, pretty stark increase, in cocaine use, evident particularly among females. For more on this, we're joined by Dr. Anne-Marie Carew, Research Officer at the Health Research Board, to discuss the findings. Anne-Marie, just start by telling us what you found.
Good morning, Shane. So this report today from the Health Research Board looks at drug treatment figures over 7 years, from 2017 through to 2023. And what we found is that last year, over 13,000 cases were treated for problem drug use in Ireland. It's the highest annual number recorded, and also it's an increase of more than 10% or more than 1,000 cases compared to 2022. So our key finding is that cocaine was the most common drug reported last year. It accounted for 4 in every 10 cases. Opioids, that's mainly heroin, was second. It accounted for 3 in every 10 cases. In third place, we saw cannabis. That accounted for 2 in every 10. And in fourth place were benzodiazepines, accounting for 1 in every 10 cases. We also saw a shift in terms of age profiles using these drugs. So among those that are younger, under the age of 20, cannabis was the main drug driving treatment demand. For those in their 20s and 30s, it was cocaine. While among those that were age 40 years and older, it was actually opioids.
Tell us what you discovered in terms of the gender divide, because am I right in saying traditionally cocaine in particular would have been more associated, certainly the treatment of it would be, have been more associated with males?
So what we've seen over the last 7 years is that there's been a large increase among females seeking treatment for cocaine. It's almost a 400% increase, but it did start out at a very low number back in 2017, and it's risen since. Now, there are different types of cocaine. So if we look at those that are using powder cocaine, and that's been the main problem or the main reason that they're seeking treatment, what we saw there is that 1 in 5 were female, 2 in 5 were unemployed, and the median age when entering treatment was 31 years. But if we look then to crack cocaine, and among those where crack cocaine was the main problem, almost half of those were female. Just over 1 in 20 were employed, and the median age there was older. It was 39 years.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Anne-Marie Carew at the Health Research Board, thank you indeed for that. Let's bring in Professor Conal O'Gara, consultant addiction psychiatrist at St. John of God's Hospital, also clinical professor of psychiatry at UCD. Conal, I'm guessing none of this comes as a great shock to you.
No, absolutely not, Shane. I mean, we've seen just an alarming growth of cocaine since probably clinically since 2016. And if you look at any of the data in recent years, we're the highest in Europe, a recent survey showed, and then we're almost the highest in the world. So in terms of powdered cocaine, that's not a surprise in the slightest. The thing, Shane, that would concern me most is the rise of crack cocaine. And, you know, usually we associate that with marginalized communities. I can, you know, report, unfortunately, that that's not the case now. We're seeing crack cocaine. Oh, absolutely. And that's the big concern, is that crack cocaine is starting to infiltrate all segments of society. And I suppose my concern would be if the economy suffers at any stage going into the future, we will see a drastic increase. But I think you know, the powdered cocaine has been really normalized in recent years, this concept that it's a safe drug, but of course it's not a safe drug, with serious cardiac neurological effects. So overall, cocaine, Shane, if you're working in clinical services like I am, it really is the story of recent years. Of course, with alcohol, that's the other thing. The two of them tend to go hand in hand.
Yeah, of course. But I'm really interested in that because, I mean, there would have been a perception cocaine, middle-class drug, not just middle-class, but you know, a kind of upmarket drug, crack cocaine, deprived areas. You're saying those boundaries are being completely blurred now.
100%. And we are a hospital that treats not just addiction, but psychiatry. And crack cocaine is associated with, particularly for, you know, apart from the physical effects where you see people shedding loads of weight, it's associated with mental health difficulties, Shane, in particular psychosis, drug-induced psychosis, and the rate of people being admitted to psychiatric hospitals like our own from all demographic, not marginalized communities, is going up, and that's due to psychosis. And, you know, that's something we should be very alarmed about if you look back at some of the epidemics in the US, for instance, in the 1980s.
I wish I'd longer to talk to you about it, Colin, because it's absolutely fascinating. But we've been sort of chatting about it here in the show. We don't have anything like the expertise you have in this area. But we were sort of saying, look, the war on drugs hasn't worked. But we were both, myself and Kira, expressing concern about opening the floodgates and this kind of move towards liberalisation of drugs. I don't know if you agree, but we both have concerns about where that would lead us. But at the same time, we do need to do something to address this issue. Do you have potential solutions? Do you, solutions is the wrong word, but do you have things we could do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, there was a Talk to Frank campaign that was about 20 years ago in the UK in terms of trying to get into the minds of particularly young males, but let's say young people in general. I don't think they're going to particularly listen to somebody like myself, a middle-aged doctor.
Yeah.
These campaigns need to be incredibly well-resourced financially and, you know, not just say no campaigns. They need to be very impactful. And with that, I'm afraid you're talking a lot of resource, and it comes back to the resourcing of not just addiction services, but psychiatric services in general.
Okay. All right. So you think that is the way to go? Kind of hearts and minds rather than the war on drugs or liberalizing drugs?
Well, look, I think in terms of treating people who use drugs in a progressive way, in my view, Shane, and I know this may not chime with your views, but I think that's absolutely critical. And
I wouldn't disagree. I'm not talking about stigmatizing anybody or blaming anyone. I worry if we legalize everything and liberalize everything, it just becomes the norm. That would be my concern.
And I would share, as a clinician working with the effects of drugs, I would share that view. But let's be very clear that decriminalizing drugs is very different to legalizing
it
drugs.
I
think in Ireland, we need to try something different. And I think if we moved with decriminalisation, I think that would be a wonderful start, in my view.
Okay. All right. Listen, really good to get your views. Professor Colin O'Gara there, consultant addiction psychiatrist, St John of God's Hospital, clinical professor of psychiatry at UCD. Lots of texts coming through already on this, Ciara. My wife has gone out with her job 3 times in about 12 months. Each time she has done some cocaine. She's 46. They're all middle-aged people in her job doing it. A woman I work with into fitness told me it's all over the gyms, not just people in their 20s, but also middle-aged people. It is everywhere.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.